Now we take a moment to remember. The weekend brought us sad news about the deaths of two much-loved entertainers. One was comedian Bernie Mac, who died Saturday from complications from pneumonia in Chicago. He was 50. The other is legendary musician-composer Isaac Hayes, who died yesterday at his home in East Memphis, Tennessee. He was 65. Joining us is Mark Anthony Neal, professor of African American Studies at Duke University and visiting scholar at the Annenberg School for Communication at the University of Pennsylvania. Mark, welcome. Thank you for talking to us.
Hello, Michelle. How are you doing?
I'm great, but I'm sad. I mean, both of these entertainers had a huge impact on their fields. What made Isaac Hayes and Bernie Mac stand out?
You know, in some ways, Bernie Mac comes to his rise in the 90s, and Isaac Hayes, we think about moments in the 1970s, but there was something about them in which they almost seemed as though they were part of the same generation. And I'm thinking of, you know, a generation of black men who, you know, really went through hard lives and had hard experiences, but loved their folks. I mean, loved the people and loved the music and loved the culture and found a way to articulate the complexity of black life in their respective arts.
Let's talk about Isaac Hayes. He was a songwriter and musician in the 60s. He made his mark with Hot Buttered Soul. He also wrote hits for Sam and Dave. But Hot Buttered Soul defined his sound. We just have to play a little bit. Here it is.
If you see me walking down the street and I start to cry each time we meet and walk on.
What do you think made his sound so him? There are no imitators. You know it's him.
You know, as the legend goes with Isaac Hayes, you know, he was songwriter, of course, for Stax all those years, writing for Sam and Dave and a bunch of other folks. And, you know, Al Bell, who was running Stax at the time, wanted to come out what he called this soul explosion, where they would just flood the market with Stax material. And Isaac Hayes says, well, since I got to work on these 26 albums, can I do my own? And his own album was, you know, a Hot Buttered Soul. And you know, as he talked about it, you know, he could do, because they needed those 26 records and didn't need his, he could do it any way he wanted to. And he created a sound that was expansive and lush. I mean, it was unprecedented in soul music at the time. When you think about his 18-minute rendition of By the Time I Came to Phoenix, it's a great, you know, example of what he did with existing pop tunes and R&B standards, and just through his production and how he heard the world, you know, created something that was so unique and unprecedented in soul music. And Motown had to respond. And, you know, when you hear those early days of Gamble and Huff and the OJs, I mean, all that music, you know, they're all taking their nod from what Isaac Hayes created at Stax, you know, 1968 to 1972.
Now, we don't want to shortchange Bernie Mac. Before TV and film, he made his mark in stand-up, captured in the documentary The Kings of Comedy. I think that's where a lot of people will have seen his work. He often used his family, friends, and experiences growing up in Chicago for his comedy routine, and it also translated into his later TV show. Some people called him the anti-Bill Cosby because he was a little raw. Let's play a short clip.
But I like white people. It's not about black and white. You know, but they different. When they go on break on the job, 15 minutes. They go to their desk, they eat their cheese sandwich. Drink their damn tea. 15 minutes, they're back on the job. My people, I don't know what's wrong with us. I don't know what's wrong with us. Black people are the only people to go to work, man, tell the boss what the we're going to do. I'm not doing I'm tired. My son got shot.
I hope you can read between the lines here. But why do we love Bernie so much? Some people had a problem with him. They thought he was, you know, downgrading people and so forth. Do you know what I mean?
With Bernie Mac, it was real talk. I mean, that was the thing. I think about, you know, my father's generation of men sitting around on Sunday afternoons drinking Johnny Walker Black. I mean, that was Bernie Mac's aesthetic. It was real talk. But the thing that made him so incredible and why folks were interested in him, it was real talk, but with a real sense of humanity and passion. Because even as he joked about, you know, his sister's kids, you know, which of course was the theme of the television show, you saw this was a man who valued family and brought a sense of compassion to raising these children. It made him a better man. It made him appreciate family. It made him appreciate parenting. And he opened white America to that sense in that regard, I think even more so than Cosby, to what we would call black parenting styles.
All right. Two beloved figures, both gone too soon. Mark, thanks so much for talking to us.
Not a problem, Michelle.
Mark Anthony Neal is professor of African American Studies at Duke University and visiting scholar at the Annenberg School for Communication at the University of Pennsylvania. He joined us by phone from his office at Duke.